Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Good morning, Ben. I missed you last week. We've got a high surf advisory. This is for my golfer surfers. A high surf advisory, north and west facing shores of Niihau, Kauai, Oahu, Molokai, and the north facing shores of Maui. We're going to have, well, a little cloudiness and some isolated showers, partly to mostly cloudy on Oahu. It'll be a little less so on Kauai, where I understand the Secret Service is kind of moving along the road. Poipu Bay, Poipu Golf Course, 11:50, 1:30, 1:50. Those are the tee times that are available, just in case you want to get out there. 8:50 at Makalei, 9:26, 10:36. Wear a jacket. Makalei is a very high elevation. It gets cold. It's 55 degrees in Volcano. Raw Hawaiian Country Club has a 10:36. Makaha East at 10:12. Wailea, the Gold Course, 11:50. Emerald, 9:50. And the Blue Course, a 9:10. Got a great group of people on the show today. I just want to tell you, if you want to watch LPGA Drive On, there's a live stream available. Doesn't look like it's going to be on for a whole lot longer. Just wanted to let you know. It's kind of cool to see that. It's at lpga.com. AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Yes, we've got John Peter Hagen. He's going to be calling in. I don't have anybody calling in from the LPGA Drive-On Championship. They're playing in Fort Myers, Florida. Public Investment Fund, Saudi International, King Abdullah Economic City. You know what? It's the Asia Tour. Now, how often is the Asia Tour highlighted? That's one thing all that Saudi money brought to the table. And Rasa Al Khaimah Championship presented by Phoenix Capital, Alhambra Golf Club, that's being played in the United Arab Emirates. We're all over the planet. Parker McLaughlin, he's going to be on with us next. He's a PGA Tour champion, and he's working with Titleist and Vokey Wedges. We're going to have him right after we thank the people who make this show possible.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. Brought to you by these fine sponsors. MD Restoration. Water, flood water, broken pipe cleanup. Call 24-7. Licensed contractors too. Raynor Garage Doors. Steel, aluminum, and wood. Ready to hang or custom made. Sales and service. That's Raynor Doors. Aloha Power Equipment's new mega store is now open across from Costco Ibile. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment's Waipahu store and now in Ibile. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Well, let's bring Parker McLaughlin in, PGA Tour champion, UCLA two-time All-Pac-10, Punahou three-time state golf champ, and state volleyball champ. Yes, welcome into the clubhouse.
Wow, what an intro. Thank you, Danielle.
Oh, you're pretty amazing, you know. Now that you're working with Titleist, and are you working with Bob Vokey?
Yeah, so about a year and a half ago, I came up with an idea to, you know, I've been diving a little deeper into the short game. I've been helping some tour players, and I've also been helping a lot of amateurs with their short games. And so I kind of dove a little deeper, and I was like, man, I think I could help the amateur player, you know, set up like a tour player for the three sort of different disciplines around the green, you know, the open face shot, the square face pitch shot, and then the bump and run. And so, I started diving deep into it, and I came up with this idea, and I went and I pitched it to Bob Vokey and Aaron Dill and the guys over at Titleist, and they really liked the idea, and we've been collaborating on it ever since for the last 18 months or so.
Okay, so like, were you nervous?
It was one of the more nervous things I've ever done. Yeah, I'm used to hitting a golf shot in front of people, and not having to do a presentation and do a demonstration, or give a pitch in front of people. So yeah, I, you know, practiced it. I made up a cardboard, you know, thing that looked really nice, and And so, yeah, it was nerve-wracking for sure.
Yeah, especially, you know, the master of wedges, right? I mean, yeah, okay. So you have this vision and you make it come true. This is a club that'll help us learn to make, you know, those shots. Because I was watching, you can watch Parker McLaughlin on Short Game Chef on Instagram. Short Game Chef. It's like you get teaching lessons right there, mini ones, so you can just absorb as much as possible, right? It's very, very cool what you do.
Yeah, my whole thing is, you know, I want to give people, you know, the recipe, you know, to keep going with the chef sort of theme. Give people the recipe to hit different shots around the green. There's so many different shots, and my whole goal is to help simplify that and give people a recipe to hit those shots. And that's kind of where this idea was born from. It was to simplify things for people. So so what I did was I put three vertical lines on the hosel of the club. So it would correspond, each line would run basically up to your nose, and each line would correspond to a type of shot that you wanted to hit. So if you want to hit a bunker shot or a flop shot, there's a line that will tell you exactly where you need to be at setup. Just run it to your nose. If you want to hit like a mid-flighted pitch shot, you'd run the middle line right up to your nose. And if you wanted to hit a low bump and run shot, you would run the back line up to your nose, and your shaft would be leaning about 4.5 degrees forward. And so it just kind of gives you this, so you can hit all three different shots with the same club. And so anyway, the guys at Titleist came up with a great name. We're going to call it Flight Lines. So low flight, mid flight, high flight. We're going to call it Flight Lines. And so it'll be something you can add on to your Vokey wedge on their wedge work site starting February 17th.
On February 17th, that's like right around the corner. That's a fantastic Valentine's Day gift to somebody. I mean,
Exactly. Right?
I'm a flop shot. Haven't you always wanted to pull off the flop shot or, you know, the height, getting that height, softness, a little spin, the midline, the pitch shot, the back line, bump and run. Let's talk about that, how those three different lines, and I love how you say line it up with your nose. So you're looking down the shaft to the hosel, and right there's the one line for each of those different shots that you want to hit. Let's start off. Where do you want to start?
Well, so I think one of the biggest things that people will be mind blown is that is the bunker line. The flop shot line, the one that will give you height. So the cool thing is that I measured out 30 of the best players in the world, where they are at setup. So I measured Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, Ian Poulter, you name them. I measured them. So I took a snapshot at address of all these guys and gals too. I did Anna Nordqvist and a handful of gals as well. And so I put them all at setup, and I said, okay, pitch shot, what would you look like? Bunker shot, what would you look like? Bump and run, what would you look like? And so I did it for all those guys and gals, and Titleist had a software that could basically measure out how much shaftling they had, how much club face open, what degree the club face was open for like a bunker shot, and so we were able to gather the data and then make an average as to where they all were at setup. And so that's where these lines have now been positioned on the hosel. But I think for the normal player that's playing every weekend, it's going to be a absolute mind opening type of experience looking down at this line and being like, this is where I'm supposed to have this. And
yes,
especially for the bunker shot, like people freak out about it, but you know, I've had a prototype in my hand for, you know, 6 months or so, and so as I'm giving these lessons to these amateurs, once I put it in their hands and I say, look, this is where all the best players in the world are, this is why they can hit it high and soft out of the bunker, I put it in their hands, I explain to them, okay, this is where setup is supposed to be, and then here's how I want you to release it, and then all of a sudden, two or three shots later, they're hitting it high and soft out of the bunker, just like a tour player. And so I think that's the fun part. It's The bunker should never be played with a square face. It should never be played with the shaft in a position of leaning forward. So anyway, I think that's going to be the most eye opening line for people is seeing where these tour players have the club face and have the shaft that's set up for a bunker shot.
I love this. The first thing was, is this legal?
Yes. It's written in the USGA rule book. That was like the first thing I looked up. I called Jason Gore over there at the USGA and I said, hey, I need to talk to your head rules guy. I need to see it. And so anyway, I sent the guy pictures of my idea and then he sent me back the passage in the USGA rule book that says alignment lines on the hosel are legal for use. It's literally written there. So I'm not skirting any rules or anything. It's literally written right there in the rule book.
Isn't that interesting? That was in the rule book that it was allowed, but no one's actually made a club until Parker McLaughlin made it this couple years ago, 2 years ago, a year and a half ago.
Yep.
Do you find
yep.
that?
Files for a patent, May of 2020. So
wow.
Kind of just slightly after when the pandemic sort of started, I filed for a patent just slightly after that. And so, we're just in the process of trying to secure the patent as well. It's been an interesting process. And I get that a lot. Like when I showed it to Brooks Koepka about three months ago at the Shriners in Las Vegas. And he looked at me, he's like, how has nobody come up with this before? I said, I don't know, man. And he said to me, this is his exact words. He's like, that's like a cheat code. Like it's so simple. It's like a cheat code. And I was like, I know it really is helpful to be able to understand where to put the shaft, where to put your hands, and then where to put the club face, for sort of your baseline shots, your three baseline shots around the green.
That's wonderful. And that, of course, that's coming out of the bunker, the flop shots, the pitch shots, bump and runs. Now, are there moments when you look back that you wish you had this club in your hand during play?
Yeah, I think for like tour players, I think it's going to be helpful for, I think the longer bunker shots, like when you're hitting a 52 degree or a 50 degree wedge out of a bunker, because tour players use those wedges probably more than amateurs do out of the bunker. So if you're hitting like a 40 yard bunker shot and you've got a 50 degree wedge, you don't practice that a ton with your 50 degree wedge. Most of your bunker practice is with a 56, but mainly with a 60. And so I think for a tour player, myself included, I would have loved to have had a line like that that I would know. I set up to it. I know exactly where I'm supposed to be. I know that my 52 degree wedge out of a bunker is going to carry 34 yards. So I'm going to know it's going to carry 34 yards and run out to 40. I don't have to do anything special with it. I know exactly where to put my hands, where to put the club face, and I'm good to go.
Wow. So this is Flight Lines by Parker McLaughlin through Titleist and Vokey Wedges on February 17th. It's all going to be available. Do you know what stores it'll be in now?
Yeah, so at first it's going to be strictly on their WedgeWorks site. So you'll have to go to Vokey.com and go to their custom site, which is called WedgeWorks. And that's where people could customize their wedges. You know, they can add their dog's name or their wife's name or their kid's name to the back of their wedge. They can put different paint colors in there. And so that's sort of the site where they'll be able to add flight lines onto their SM9 wedges.
Wow. This is very, very exciting. So there's the forward line for the flop shot coming out of the bunker or anytime you want, height, elevation, softness, and spin. Then the middle line is for pitch shot, and the back line is the bump and run, the low tumbling shot. Did I get that right?
You got it exactly right. So I think the fun part will be for people to to understand that they can use the same club to hit all three of those shots. They don't have to change clubs. But I think that's the fun part is that, as I've worked with a lot of these top players, a lot of these players, they're very, very good with one club. So usually it's their 58 or their 60-degree wedge. They're really, really good with that. And then they play the low shot, they play the mid shot, they play the high shot, all with that same club. They don't necessarily go and use a bunch of different wedges around the green, but they're playing a variety of different shots just based on shaft lean, based on club face, a variety of different shots with the same wedge.
Would you want to get fitted before you asked for the lines to be placed?
It's always a good idea to get fitted to find the right. The shaft doesn't necessarily matter quite as much with wedges as it does with a driver, right? It's not quite as imperative to get the proper shaft for wedges. But I would say that the grind, the bounce, those are the most important things for when you're looking at a wedge. And so I would just suggest, going down to your local course and seeing if the pro shop has some demos of, a 6-degree bounce, 8-degree bounce, 10-degree bounce, 12-degree bounce, see if they have different grinds, and go through there and say, let me go try these for an hour and go hit some. And there's no real right answer because everybody strikes the ball differently. Everyone has different attack angles. And so it's just going to be what feels best to you. How is the club traveling through the turf, through the sand, through the rough? How is it traveling through there? And what feels best to you? And so I would definitely, that's probably the most important part of getting fit is finding the right grind and the right bounce. And then after that, the flight lines will be, you can add the flight lines to whatever wedge you decide to use.
Yeah. Yeah. You buy the wedge that has the flight lines on it, because that's what we want to do, right? We can't actually put the flight lines on ourselves. It comes with the club.
No, but you would have to. Yeah, once you get fit, you would go to Vokey's,
yes.
Vokey's website. Yep, you go to the WedgeWorks, and then you say, "I want to add flight lines on there." At this point, that's where it's going to start.
I see.
Hopefully with a lot of success, maybe in a couple of years' time, it moves into where you could buy it. You go down to your local pro shop, and half of them have no lines, and half of them have lines on them. Ideally, that's where I would love it to go.
Yeah.
But as of now, it's going to start in that WedgeWorks site, which is a really cool place where you can kind of customize your wedge and make it look personal and really cool, and then add flight lines to be able to, I like to say it helps you maximize the potential of your Vokey wedge.
Yeah, and it makes you feel like you don't have to have a club choice that drives you crazy. Like, is this the right club? Am I making the right decision? And it could, eliminate a whole lot of clubs from the bag. Anything that's lighter.
I think the great thing is, too, I know that Justin Thomas is set up in this spot right here. I know that Ian Poulter is one of the best wedge players. He's set up in this spot right here. You can trust that, this is the proper spot for me to set up to execute this type of shot. And so there's no guessing.
I like this very, very much. Congratulations. This must be really...
Thank you.
Yeah, this is awesome. Do you have any other ideas that you don't want to tell us about?
I'm hoping it's not, but it feels like a once-in-a-lifetime type of idea, so... Hopefully it's as well received as I think it's going to be, because everybody I've showed it to has just been over the moon about it. The goal is to just help people play better golf and play better around the greens and just enjoy it more. And I think this is going to add to that enjoyment factor for everybody that uses this technology.
It's wonderful. This is Parker McLaughlin, and it's Short Game Chef, like a chef in a kitchen. Short Game Chef. And that's where you can see him on Instagram. And he really lays it out. Really, that's where I got all that. It's not like I knew I was like, okay, play that over again so I get this right. Exactly. And, of course, he's a PGA Tour champ, UCLA two-time All-Pac-10, Punahou three-time state golf champ, and state volleyball champ. I like the fact that you didn't stick to just one sport. Makes you so versatile. Thank you so much for being on the show, Parker. Really enjoy talking with you.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, as always, for having me on, Danielle.
Absolutely. Aloha.
Aloha.
And I just want to say that we are very, very, very honored to have the support of the Aloha Section PGA. The best way to get good at this game is to learn from a teaching professional who spent considerable time becoming a Class A or Class AA professional, and then they go on to becoming the PGA professional that you know, the Professional Golfer Association member with full PGA status, which takes study, passing courses that sometimes leads to members going on to take the PGA Director of Golf Program and the PGA Advanced degree, becoming a PGA Master, because they love the game. They love teaching. And I think they're going to like this club, too. But I'm not speaking for them. Just thank you to the Aloha Section PGA very, very much. We're going to come back. David Schultz. Dave Schultz, founder, CEO, and chairman of the board. This is Next Links. Very cool. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Evilay. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Evilay parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all.
Aloha.
Waipahu and now Evilay.
Power Equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate for that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club radio show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's Rick at radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Next Links, a new revolution in indoor golf, has a new CEO. Actually, he's the man who founded Next Links, and of course, he's been chairman of the board, managing partner as well. Welcome into the clubhouse, David Schultz.
Hi, Danielle. Thanks for having me back. It's good to talk to you.
It's good to talk to you. You are very, very busy. I'm so lucky that you found time to be on the show between your travels from just all over the place. I was listening that you're working in Phoenix and you're working Indian Wells, of course. You have other irons in the fire. First of all, let's talk about what is Next Links.
Yeah, I mean, so Next Links is a corporation now. It's got a pretty crazy team. So, you know, Brandel Chambly's on our team and Augie Pisa, you know, who really was the first guy, you know, he's really breaking into the U.S. as a golf architect after, you know, a lot of success internationally. And what he's doing is he's breaking the golf game down from traditional 18 holes into other formats that still have all the beauty and all the majesty of real golf. And so I think that was the connection, because, you know, I had the original vision of creating an indoor world, really, of golf, where you play all of your full swing shots into a simulator screen and then carry on into a very expansive short game, like 30, 40,000 square feet, that allows you to play all of your short game shots. But it also breaks down into a social environment at night where, you know, the 30, 40,000 square feet becomes 30 or 40 individual putting zones where, you know, groups of 8 or 10 people can, you know, just have a good time like they do when they go to these driving range places. So it allows you to create a really big field for, you know, traditional golf to have a new way of engaging, and then also make a lot of money so that you can afford that really nice big field with a roof over it.
With a roof over it is so important, particularly in a place like Phoenix or some of the, you know, very hot locales. Are you, when you build these indoor facilities, and they are spectacular, what you have created inside, and before I transition to this next thought, I just wanted to make sure that everybody understood that when you hit your first shot, when you drive into the simulator, there is a way for the technology to actually make your ball go to the spot on wherever the short game, whether it's in the bunker or whether it's on the green. It doesn't, you know, it will actually explain how that works, Dave, because I'm doing a terrible job.
No, you're doing a great job. You always know you're making it, right, when other people can start explaining your idea for you. Tell Parker before you, right? It's dangerous to have one of those life-changing ideas. But anyway, the way you get out of the simulators is we've programmed, like, nightclub spotlights on a, you know, that travel on a gimbal, right? So, you know, whenever you go dancing, you see them spinning around and things like that. And so a beam of light just sort of magically comes down from the sky and acts like a momentary tee box. And then a second beam of light, you know, on a broader sort of flood pattern, you know, hovers over a real traditional golf hole. So you don't need flag sticks either, because the computer program knows where all the cups are and you know, can shine a blob of light over them to identify them as a target destination for your shot. So there's two of those in every one of the zones, right? So I said it's like a 30,000 square foot short game, so there'd be 60 of these spotlights, and they can all be matrixed together. So I can give you a shot, you know, on one side of the venue and then a target destination on the other side of the venue. But, you know, each zone has two spotlights, which, you know, we've made 9 or 10 games that you can play as a group. My favorite game, the game that we're really starting to spread, you know, this is what you're going to see out of Next Links in the short term, is we're going to start pushing this sort of signature game that we created called the Next Links Challenge. The Next Links Challenge is just a 9-putt game. So imagine you'd already finished the simulator part of your game, and whatever 9 putts, you know, shots you had remaining, create a complete game out of that. So you play those same 9 shots every day. Now, instead of the 9 shots from the simulator, it's 9 shots that our game experts chose, right? So if you're an expert player, we know, you know, we're trying to get in your head, right? So the way I describe it is, you know, in the morning, you're starting out with your round of golf and you get on the green with your first, you know, you're on regulation, your first hole, you got a 10, 12 foot, fairly easy flat putt. And you're thinking to yourself, dang, I'm either going to get off to a great start or it's going to be a long day, right? So I better make that, you know? And so that's the kind, so we do 9 of those, you know, that create a complete game that can be repeated. And, you know, it essentially takes the par 72 experience and turns it into a par 18 experience. And it allows you to play a game in, you know, like if you think of the throughput of bowling, right, the throughput of bowling is one person, it takes about 10 minutes to play all 10 frames. The throughput of our Next Link Challenge, it takes one person about 7 minutes to play all 9 putts. So you put 6 people together, it's a 30-minute game, and it sort of becomes like pickleball.
Oh, like pickleball?
Yeah.
Yes. I hear so many people are so excited about that game. You know, courts are in the dark. People are waiting for the court so they can get their pickleball in, you know, right when the light comes up so they can get to work. That's a very exciting concept that you've added into it. Plus, I couldn't help but think that you've created a challenge on top of it. You're challenging the player so it doesn't become normal. Like, it's always growing. It's always evolving. You're pushing the player to play a little bit, to make them become better at what they think they're doing. And now you're saying, okay, well, let's make this a little bit more challenging.
Yeah, you know, so I used to describe it like 5-6 years ago to people, like the game Guitar Hero, right? It's kind of gone now, but I don't know if you remember the game Guitar Hero, but it was like a video game guitar, a real guitar, but you're watching TV and the tune's going, and it got you using, you know, your fingers in a way that sort of replicated, you know, not really playing a guitar in that case, but in our case, we replicate, you know, the real skills of traditional golf in all of our games. It's sort of a core, you know, of our whole company.
Right.
Because we're trying to translate. What we're trying to do is give non-golfers all of the skills they need to play traditional golf before they've ever set foot on a traditional golf course. That's really the purpose of the company.
You're growing the game, leading the future growth of traditional golf through gamification, enabling the non-golfer to compete alongside the seasoned veteran away from the traditional track with skills that transfer. Does that sum it up?
that's it. I mean, what's happening is, you know, the company, right? So, you know, beyond the creative guys we have, you know, so, you know, Pete Walsh is a board member of ours, but Pete helped build AT&T Stadium, you know, working for Jerry Jones. And, you know, and then Kelly McCammon, this is really exciting, is on our board, and he's the CEO of the Payne Stewart Kids Golf Foundation, and we're having a press release coming out next week, but we're now fully partnered with the Payne Stewart Kids Golf Foundation, you know, so to have, you know, our brand aligned with the legacy of Payne Stewart's a pretty special thing, and it also is going to give us an avenue to bring the young kids in, you know, to our places and let them run through the Payne Stewart process that they've developed over years and years to introduce golfers or non-golfers, you know, to golf.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, now the team and the organization is coming together to really execute on what's been about 7 years of foundation building, right? Technology development, sort of building this Next Links challenge, getting ready, you know, getting ready for the market. So market's ready, the tech is ready, team's ready. It's time to go.
Now, Dave, did you ever expect to be the CEO?
No. So, you know, I was a, you know, electronic engineer at General Electric for 20 years. And, you know, in 2014, when I saw the emergence of this driving range model, I didn't see the experience of that. I thought, okay, that's going to start creating a new culture around golf. And it really, what it did is it integrated the entertainment industry with the golf industry and really the real estate industry. And, you know, 6-7 years ago, most people weren't connecting all those dots, but, you know, it hit me like a freight train. I'm like, wow, you know, in 7 years, this is going to be a ripe market for advancing golf, you know, through the non-golfer. And the power of that, you know, just the realization of the size of that scared the bejesus out of me. So, no, I never saw myself. I thought, man, it's going to have to be somebody that's really got their game on to be able to, you know, run that company when that starts to roll. But what happens is you do the work and you grind and you keep trying to give it away and you keep enlisting other people to help you. And then, you know, you let the rest of it take care of itself. And at the end of the day, the universe decided that I'm the guy. So here we go.
Yeah, it's kind of like the gamification of golf from indoors, teaching them everything. You accumulated all this knowledge, and you kind of were challenged to rise to the level of CEO. And here you are, the founder, the CEO, the chairman of the board. I can add another one. You can be president, too, as long as you keep...
I don't want to be president. My whole goal and my whole corporate life was to always try and get out of the way of my own job, right? I always feel like an organization runs best if people are trying to make themselves redundant in a way, right? Because it means you're transferring your skills and you're developing other people. So that's what I'm doing now is as the team gets dry. I mean, there's probably 20 people now, Danielle, that I could tell you are full-time engaged in building our company. You know, and now I could name them all. Like, if I rattled them off, it's just crazy to think about. So, you know, it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of work to do, but we've got this, you know, smaller product that we're going to bring out that allows us to take like one of those putting zones and start distributing it to, you know, sports bars or third-party partners or whatever. And that's going to get our Next Links Challenge out in the world. People are going to start playing it. They're going to start realizing what a fun game this is. And at the same time, we're going to be building these, you know, large-scale venues to accommodate, you know, the future where we have, you know, big tournaments and there's a whole, you know, off-course world of real golf just being played in a more fun, gamey way.
So how large square footage are we talking about when you say large?
So the venues are going to probably be, you know, we're going back to the architecture for about 90 days for this lot in La Quinta. And the venue is going to be between 75,000 and 100,000 square feet in total, right? With a, you know, about a 30,000-40,000 square foot short game area. But the, you know, what we call a putting zone, it, you know, I like to think of it as about 1,000 square feet. And, you know, that's a zone where you can entertain 8 or 10 people. You can have all of our putting games, you know, and that's what we're starting to feel demand for. And that's what we're going to get real serious. There's a third product, which is if you think about the smallest scale of the simulator to the putting green, we call that a golf court. And so we're designing a golf court that's 80 feet long and 20 feet wide. So that's 1,600 square feet. And on each end of the golf court is going to be a sim screen. And then between them is a lane of, you know, short game that has all the contours and playability of a, you know, beautiful world-class putting green.
Wow. So this is all covered. It's enclosed. People walk in. Are you able to incorporate solar power to make the system work?
That's our intention, right? So people are starting to ask us if we're going to be carbon neutral with our design, right? If you're carbon neutral these days, you get, you know, a lot of incentives. It's a lot easier to get capitalized. So there's a lot of reasons to do it, you know, as a company to be responsible environmentally. But, you know, for us, what we're seeing is the next generation workforce really wants to work for a company that actually does the right thing because they really care about the environment. So, yeah, I mean, we're looking at sustainability in everything we do because it's important to the people that are going to carry this business, you know, for the next 100 years.
Exactly. And those kids that you're teaching, they want a planet.
Yeah. So, you know, part of it, you know, it's a good advertisement for golf, too, who has, you know, been labeled sometimes as an abuser of, you know, water and, you know, tough on the climate. And so to have, you know, another access point that really, you know, is taking all that into consideration, I think that advances the whole game of traditional golf as well. I mean, that's why we have all these, you know, sort of legacy, legendary people advising us, because we, you know, we really have a view of making sure we take care of the planet, take care of the traditional sport, right, all these things, but at the same time, bring an entirely new world of competitive gaming, you know, to the marketplace.
Yeah.
You know, you're gonna see these in casinos, too. So the game itself, right, I tell you it's a 9-putt game, but there's different levels of it, right? So that's what I meant about the Guitar Hero thing. So the beginners, can you hear me?
Yes, absolutely. I'm listening.
Sorry, yeah.
Rapture.
So the beginner game is a lot easier than the experienced player game, and then you keep playing a harder and harder game. Over time, we're going to just have a stream of input data, right? Because now this whole thing's enclosed. We're going to actually be able to see the putts rolling. You know, there's microchips in balls. And we're going to have all this feedback coming to us from people actually engaging in our game, and that's going to allow us to create sort of an infinite level of different games you can play that are tailored to your own skill in a way where the experienced player and the beginner are playing side by side together, and the skill or the difficulty of the game is just tuned to their own abilities. And what's kind of fun about that is if you're playing for money or something, right, the only way that changes is when the experienced player says, well, I'm not going to play you unless you play the next level up, right, because you keep taking my money. and then eventually they get better, and then they go out and play a golf scramble on a traditional golf course and start dropping 35-foot putts, and they're, you know, that's it. You know, they're a traditional golfer for life now.
Yeah, that I love this. You know, all looking at the Next Link had its breakthrough, Shots in the Dark, Indian Wells, the first season generating $500,000 direct revenue for the golf course, many more indirect benefits. Then things just kind of keep the e-golf arena become, and shortly after that, Next Links indoctrinates the award-winning architects and brothers Victor and Sergio Sanspont, tell me if I'm completely mispronouncing, to realize their collective vision for the future of indoor golf. And now this 6.1 acre, you know, listen to that, city-owned property within the city of La Quinta. The city is in the final stages of approval for this location. The company actively identifying four additional sites for development within the USA alone. You have gone in just 2 years, light years, from the beginning, the first 6 years, and it's like you're springboarding forward. Must be fascinating.
So anybody that wants to learn more about the history can go and connect with me on LinkedIn. I just was noticing that. So, Daniel, I've been writing one article a year for the last 3 years. So, you know, I used to write an article. I pretty much posted something every day for about 5 years as part of my process. But I wrote an original article in August of 2015, and I've left that up, you know, forever. It's still there. But what I realized is the last article I wrote was April 2021, and I was just reading it, and I'm like, wow, look how much has changed in a year.
Yes.
So I can only imagine what next year, looking back, is going to be, and I can't even think about, you know, how I'm going to write this year's article with, you know, the bazillion things that are now beginning to blossom. But that's what happens when you plant seeds every day and you do the work for 6 or 7 years. All of a sudden you realize you have this big network of people that care about you, they care about your idea, they care about your business, and they want to help you succeed. And that's what's happening now.
Awesome. Dave Schultz, founder, CEO, and chairman of the board. This is Next Links, dedicated to growing the game of golf, leading the future growth of traditional golf through gamification, enabling the non-golfer to compete alongside the seasoned veteran away from the traditional track with skills that transfer from that non-traditional track to the golf course. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks. Go Tom Hoagie.
Yeah. All right, now we know who you're going for.
Well, I know you got somebody calling in from Pebble next.
That's so, right. Exactly. Exactly.
I met Jim Lehman at the Amex a couple of weeks ago, and Tom Hoagie almost won. He came in second. So
yeah.
I saw he's up on top of the leaderboard again.
He's on fire. It's really wonderful to see that. Thanks for being on the show.
All right. Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We've got, John Peter Hagan is at the AT&T, and he's on with us right after this.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home where the Grand Slam lives. Need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Evilay. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Evilay parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all.
Aloha.
Waipahu and now Evilay.
Power Equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. call 528-3434. Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
John Peter Hagen, author of Play Away Please. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's the weather like? I mean, the photo you sent yesterday, spectacular.
It's even better today. It could hit in the low 70s on the course. You know, this is winter time in California, supposedly, where we can have anything from major storms to snow and sleet. But this is a fine summer day, and it's a great day for golf. It's exciting.
Yeah, and now who's this young whippersnapper who's at the top of the leaderboard? This Seamus Power?
Seamus Power.
Oh, Seamus, that's it.
The young whippersnapper is 34 years old. He's a bit of a protege from Pat Harrington. He came over without a college scholarship and went to a university in the Mideast or in the Midwest that also had Shane Lowry and McIlroy there on scholarships. And the good news for him is McIlroy decided to turn pro, so he got McIlroy's scholarship and has been grinding it out ever since. But he's a very intense young man, fine player, obviously. Anytime you play Spyglass Hill and Pebble Beach back-to-back, 36 holes of golf, he managed to do it with birdieing 50% of the holes the last 2 days. It's unbelievable. You know, consider 18 birdies in 2 days on those two golf courses.
Yeah, phenomenal. That's on Golf Channel. They were actually talking about Seamus, that he was probably, with that performance at Spyglass, the round of the 2 days. You know, that one round was just incredible, because even though they were looking at some people who are doing also very well, they were, you know, doing it on Spyglass. Tell me what you said to me. You'd say
what I said to you.
Yeah, you said to me about, if someone told you that they had done as well as Seamus did on Spyglass, you would not have believed
them. They probably picked up after the 15th hole and put in their score.
Well, there you go. There you have it. So he's doing.
The other thing about Spyglass, in the two rounds, you know, he had no bogeys on Spyglass. He had 10 birdies and 2 bogeys on Pebble yesterday.
Oh, you know, those bogeys apparently didn't bother him much, because he just kept on going. We've also got Adam Svensson, Patrick Cantlay, Andrew Putnam, and Tom Hoge. Now, Tom Hoge's doing okay. He shot a 63 and a 69, coming on pretty strong there.
Yeah, he is. And I would put him number two. If Seamus does not win the tournament, I'd definitely put my money on Hoge. The other thing that's in favor of Seamus is today he's playing the course at the Monterey Peninsula Country Club, which is the easiest course of the three.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear is right. He ought to do a leapfrog if he keeps up the same level of skill that he's had the last 2 days.
Yeah, because he's already 5 ahead of everybody who's tied for second, you know. Svensson, Cantlay, Putnam, Hoge, those four tied 11 under. He's at 16 under. It's truly something. But, you know, what we can't help but notice is this is great talent, but the names in the game have not, you know, they've all gotten this, it's okay for you to play the Saudi tournament.
Yeah, well, that's another issue. But the other thing that's interesting about this weekend is that, you know, Leona Maguire is going after her first win on the tour, on the ladies' tour. Seamus is going after his first real win. They're both Irish.
Uh-huh.
And in the history of golf, there's never been an Irish victory double.
Wow.
In tournaments. Hard to believe, but there it is.
Yeah, that's for the wagerers, those people who like to gamble.
That's right. Yeah, the boys in Las Vegas, you're right.
Yeah. Well, it seems like, you know, the way the PGA Tour is kind of hustling the whole betting zone, it's like they show you what the odds are at the top of the page as soon as you go to PGA Tour. It used to be the scores. Now it's, you know, the odds, which I kind of too in my face. What do you think?
I agree with you. There's always been betting. Everybody thinks they can parlay themselves like they do on with the bookies in Las Vegas on football. But I just think it's a real distraction. The players are probably laughing at it. They know what they can do. They know what's going on in the locker room, who had a bad night, who didn't. I think there's going to be some real parity that's going to have to come into the whole system pretty soon. But for the moment, you know, with the major worldwide attention that golf is getting because of, in part, due to COVID, it's logical for it to go through its breeding period. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, it is. What's really cool, though, is that the Asia Tour, I mean, out of all of it, I don't really like the politics. Let's put that aside. The money that's going to the Asia Tour is really providing them an elevation in stature, if you will, so that we're actually... How often do we talk about the Asia Tour? Now they're getting a lot of attention, and that's great for the guys who play that tour.
That's right. And but still, if you and I had this conversation as recently as 10 years ago, there were probably only a couple of players that made more than $1 million a year officially, shall we say. Last year, there were 142 people on the U.S. tour that made official money of over $1 million, and about half of them never won a tournament.
Yes, there's an awful lot of money out there, and I find it fascinating how important it is for them to go after the pots that are being offered them, you know. It's, okay, how many kids do you have? How long do you want? No, never mind. Hayes yes. Place, Pebble Beach. Okay, I got to go back to Hayes Place. You sent me a menu, and that's for those who don't know what I'm talking about. Tell us what Hayes is.
Hayes, the Peter Hay Golf Course is named after Peter Hay, who is a one of the pros in the old days, relatively old days of Pebble Beach. It was kind of a dirt track, never got much attention. It was for kids only. The powers to be hired Tiger to redo it and make it a 9-hole golf course of some substance, where they even replicated the 7th hole of Pebble without the ocean, of course. Though the course has got the best view in all of Pebble Beach, and it's a par 3 course. It is impossible to get on. There are parents coming in the morning at 7 o'clock and playing a few holes before Daddy goes to work, and kids get on the school bus. The tour has it shut down this week for their own events. Think about gambling with these guys coming off Pebble, and they go over and settle their own bets or have their own fun on the course.
Right.
But on some of the weekends, and this I've never heard of in my life, on some of the weekends, the attention and the people that show up, families, kids of all ages, you need a tee time to get on the putting course.
Well, that's wonderful. But when I was looking at the menu, okay, because I'm really looking forward to being there one day, there is no dessert that I could find on the menu, and you know, I was aghast.
I didn't notice that. I haven't eaten over there yet, but I've certainly seen the menu, of course, but I didn't realize no dessert.
No. Nope.
Hard to believe.
Hard to believe.
Especially with the kids.
Yes. What's going on?
Yeah.
John Peter.
Probably.
Yes.
Yeah, it's probably also the most expensive tacos in America.
In America.
You also noticed.
Yes, I did notice the price tag. John Peter Hagen, author, Play Away, Please. Play Away, Please is the tale of the sale of golf's greatest icon, the St. Andrews Old Course Starter's Box. And, of course, that's what they say when they want you to get going. Play Away, Please. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Aloha.
So we are going to go now to, I'm going to have a shop. I'm going to call it my pro shop. It's a little not quite what it is because I'm not a professional. I'm not a PGA. And I'm very honored to have the support of the Aloha Section PGA. But I'm going to have merch. That's the word, merch. We're going to talk with T-Commerce after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Evilay. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Evilay parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all.
Aloha.
Waipahu and now Evilay.
Power Equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
You know, I was talking about at the beginning of the show that Secret Service were walking on the golf course, Poipu Bay Golf Course on beautiful Kauai. We have two rounds for a person to win, and that would be the Valentine's Day special. Yes, indeed, we're celebrating the hearts. And all you have to be is the ninth caller. And the number is 808-545-1111. 545-1111. 1111. Call now.
Poipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Share our home where the Grand Slam lives. Need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Ben Vayner, founder T-Commerce. It's T-Commerce.co.com. So T like T-E-E, commerce.co.com. That get, yeah, it's the T-Commerce, the online pro shop company. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ben Vayner, the founder, T-Commerce.
Hey, Danielle, great to be with you.
It's good to have you in the, how was the show? You went to the PGA merchandise show. Talk about merch.
We did. And it was our first time there with a booth and as a vendor. And it was awesome. It was great to have folks from the golf industry back together. I know they haven't had it in person for a couple of years due to COVID. And it sounds like it wasn't as big as it's been in the past, understandably, but it was really great to be back in that space.
Yeah, it was probably kind of nice to have to ease in for those who could go. You have more time. It's not quite so overwhelming and you can take more in. more people could stop and talk without you feeling like you're ignoring other people. I thought I should have been there just because it would have been a little less hectic. But so what was the
reaction? We missed you.
Yeah, thank you. What was the reaction to the, you know, when people meet you and you talk to them about what you offer, tell us what the reaction is.
Yeah, no, people are definitely excited. And I think our biggest takeaway was golf courses, whether it's the pro or a GM or owners, know that they want to be doing e-commerce for their club, but don't quite know how. And I think that's kind of where we're able to step in and help with that, make that process as seamless and easy as possible. But I'd say the biggest takeaway is that there's definitely a movement towards e-commerce and in golf and for golf courses, and folks are just looking how to do that.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Now tell us, what do you do for golf courses?
Yeah, so we are a one-stop shop for online pro shops. And so we've got different tools that folks can use, but what one of the primary components is our on-demand product catalog. So in addition to building an actual storefront and managing that and designing that, which is where the customers or golfers go to actually shop, we also have that shop full of a bunch of different products from top brands, different colors, different sizes, different logos that we decorate and fulfill on demand. So the idea is that folks can add one of these online stores without having to have the typical upfront inventory investment that they may be used to for their on-course shop, and without having to become an expert in, you know, coding and development and fulfillment and all of that stuff. And so that's kind of the primary component of what we do. But we've also built out a suite of tools for folks who want to sell some of their own on-course products as well, and be a little bit more hands-on. And so really it's kind of a choose-your-own-adventure for golf shop managers.
It's wonderful because you have two plans. So, you know, the carry plan. You use the platform. I'm talking about you, the golf course or country club. You use the T-commerce platform. You build your own online store. You sell products from your course via the pro shop, but of course it's online, you know, so you don't have you don't have to have a whole bunch of stock. You don't have to have room for the stock. Have you ever been in a pro shop where it's like there's still a lot of boxes everywhere because there's there's just no room for everything, right? But they want to have the product. Well, that eliminates all of that. So T-commerce sets it up, and then they're there to help if you need help. The other one is the cart plan. Tell us how that works.
Yeah, so really the difference is whether you want to be involved in the selling. And so we're able to kind of manage 100% of things for you and send you a check every month, which for a lot of people, that's the plan they like. But in addition, if they say they have all those boxes and they want to get rid of some of that stuff and sell that alongside the on-demand products, through the online store, that's where they're able to do that. And so we've got tools where they can easily add those products. They can, with our app, take a picture of the product that automatically removes the background and uploads it to their storefront. If somebody places an order with their products, meaning products from the course, it sends a prepaid shipping label to them. So all they have to do is print that out and throw it in the mail. And that way their customers are able to still have a lot of variety with what they have on course that they're posting, as well as the on-demand product. And for the course, it's still not as much work as, you know, building the whole thing from scratch and having to set up contracts with FedEx and all those different, you know, components that go into running a successful online store.
Wow. So you take, you know, all the hassle out of it, and it's still all the logo merchandise goes out, and that continues to you know, advertise the course or the country club or whatever. Do you do just golf courses?
Golf is our primary industry. We don't just do golf courses. We also do some partners within the golf industry, which we get really excited about, including a store for you guys, for Radio Golf Club.
Yes.
but definitely golf adjacent is our primary focus right now. And, maybe at a point in the future, there's other areas we think we could grow in, but we're kind of all in on golf right now.
I love it. I was just thinking, if somebody hears this, they're like, wow, I wish they would do that for my whatever. There are so many people are selling things, and a lot of people really don't want to carry them home. Let's say you have a visitor industry driven economy, which of course we do here in Hawaii, and people really don't want it. They want all this stuff, but they want it sent. Right? I don't want to have to carry it home. There's not enough room in my bag, and I don't have a carry-on, and yada yada. Yeah, there's all kinds of potential here. So how's the business? How's it doing?
Yeah, business is going really, really well. At the show, we, we're able to sign up a lot of new accounts, which is always really exciting. And so for us, we want to be growing and adding new courses and new partners, adding new brands to the product catalog. But in addition, we want our growth to be connected to our course partners' growth. And we want to continue to help them using some of the tools that we built to creatively market their online pro shop to their courses, to add more value to their members if they're a private club, or golfers if they're public, to different tournaments they host. And so we kind of view growth and success across multiple different areas. But really, we're focused in making sure that our course partners, or all of our partners, I should say, are being successful with online selling.
Right on. So let's take Turtle Bay. Turtle Bay is a resort destination. There's horseback riding and the beautiful ocean right there, and a lot of surfing going on in the neighborhood. Of course, it's the North Shore, but there's also two fabulous golf courses. So you could also, I imagine, be doing this for the resort, or would you just want to do the golf course?
Oh, no, yeah, absolutely. It's a full kind of organization shop, whether it's a club shop and there's folks who go to a pool and play tennis and, other things, or a resort-type course where people want a cool sweatshirt with some branded merch to, remember their trip. We've got a wide kind of product catalog, so it's more than just the golfer who often goes to our shop and purchases some stuff. And so for your example there, there'd be plenty of merch that kind of anyone who's enjoying the resort might be interested in purchasing.
Exactly. Bravo. Ben Vayner, founder of T-Commerce, T-Commerce Co. How do you pronounce it when you tell somebody? T-Commerce Co.?
Yeah, tcommerceco.com. However, we are switching our site. So it'll be, you can still access us at that URL, but tcommerce.shop, just to be a little bit easier to say on the tongue there.
Oh, tcommerce.shop. Wow.
Yep.
That is cool.
A little bit more to the point.
Yes, tcommerce.shop. Well, the golf club is really excited about having a shop at tcommerce.shop soon.
And we are excited as well.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Ben, thanks for being on the show. Is there anything else you wanted to mention that I left out?
No, this is great. I always appreciate the time. And like you said, we're really excited to partner with you guys to get a cool shop up for you and all your listeners.
That's wonderful. And I can send them there and say, go see, this is what
that's right.
tcommerce.shop does. All right. Have a wonderful weekend. Aloha.
Aloha. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we're going to come back, and my next guest has just started. Have we been talking about business all morning long? We have, right? The business of this, the business of that. Yeah, pretty much. Business of golf. Well, Global Golf Post, they've started, after everybody seemed to drop business articles, they've started up something for business reporting at Global Golf Post. And, oh, yes, absolutely. Donnie's going like, legal ID. Absolutely. KORL, Waianae, Honolulu.
The golf club tip number 72. Don't throw your club over the fence. It slows down play. We'll be right back with Danielle Tucker in a few moments. Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID-compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates, and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Yeah, up country on the Big Island, there's a 926 and a 1038. That's Makalei. It's a really cool golf course. Poipu Bay, they have a 130 and a 150. And again, there's the Secret Service on course. And congratulations, Frank of Kailua. You have won two rounds of golf. Poipu Bay Golf Course, awesome golf courses. Obviously, by the number of phone calls we got, everybody wants to go play Poipu Bay. Okay, our weather forecast for today, scattered showers, kind of windward mainly. We're going to have partly to mostly cloudy skies. It was so beautiful this morning. It was so cold this morning. The trade winds are with us 10 to 15 miles per hour. It's going to get down to 64 to 69 degrees again tonight, and the trades are 15 to 25, 20, just 15 to 20. That's why sometimes it feels so chilly. And now, let's bring Jim Nugent, founder Global Golf Post, into the clubhouse. Welcome into the clubhouse, Jim.
Good morning, Danielle, and thanks for having me on today.
Absolutely. Okay. Global Golf Post is the online golf magazine. Goes into your inbox early Monday morning, no cost to you. It's free. Okay? It has lots of ads, naturally. All magazines do. That's, you know, how you can, just like us, without advertising, we couldn't do the radio show. So there's other ways that you can, if you don't want to see all the ads and you just want to, you can pay a subscription fee. And now we have GGP Plus, Global Golf Post Plus, and GGP Biz paid subscriptions. Tell us, you know, you've been doing this for a while, Jim, doing the Global Golf Post and adding Global Golf Post Plus and the Biz. Why bring in Biz?
Danielle, last summer, my friends at the USGA suggested to me that there was a gap or a void, if you will, in coverage of the golf industry after print magazines like Golf Week and Golf World went away. So I did some homework and came to the same conclusion that there was that void there. And I thought that we were the perfect people to fill that void. So I drafted one of my colleagues. We spent the last 6 months reimagining what golf business journalism would look like in the digital age. And just 2 weeks ago, we launched GGP Biz, a subscription service that delivers two pieces of golf business journalism each week on Wednesday and Friday. And it costs $195 a year to subscribe. It's well worth it. Early data suggests we've been overrun with subscription interest, and I'm gratified by that.
That's wonderful. Well, as you say, the $84 million American, just American, golf industry deserves a credible and respected golf business news service. What was one of the stories that you had last week?
Well, our very first story was a look at the collapse of the supply chain for golf equipment and golf ball makers in 2021. We took a look at what happened and explained it and talked about how Titleist and Callaway and others are trying to get on the other side of it. Shortly thereafter, on the eve of the PGA show, we did a piece about the history of the PGA merchandise show, going back to its very humble roots in a tent in a parking lot in South Florida.
Yeah.
So the content that we're going to deliver is going to be varied. It's going to be very diverse. And it's not going to be about company-wide bringing out the latest driver or the latest golf balls. You can get that elsewhere. We're going to take more of a 30,000-foot view of what's going on in the business of golf.
Can you tell me a little bit about what did happen with the supply? I mean, supply chain, everybody goes, that's just an excuse. Actually, it's not just an excuse. If all the entire globe, the whole world, we depend on getting stuff from all around the world, and if they're all sick and their people aren't showing up, or maybe they're quitting, like everybody's quitting their job in America, then it's difficult to get the product made, let alone find somebody to drive it to the, and then put it on the ship and then go across the ocean and then unload it. And we all know what that's like, 84 ships off the coast of L.A., trying to find a way to get that stuff off so they can get off the ship. Imagine being stuck on the ship waiting to get the stuff off the ship. Anyway, what happened for the golf industry?
Well, it was certainly that. The problems at the docks in both Asia and off of the coast of Southern California, the backlog there certainly hurt. But also, I'll give you one example. In the case of grips, the surge in participation over the last 2 years that resulted in so many people picking up the game or coming back to the game, the grip makers just weren't prepared for that demand. Demand for golf grips was fairly predictable for the last decade or so, and all of a sudden there was this huge surge, and they can't just flip a switch and start making more grips. The golf ball situation was altogether different. The winter storm last February that knocked the grid down in the state of Texas resulted in the major supplier of polyurethane, Dow Chemical, lost a facility. And you just don't put a facility like that back online overnight. And as a result, there was a tremendous shortage of polyurethane, and golf ball makers couldn't meet the demand that they had for golf balls. So it wasn't just one thing that hurt the business, but we're catching up as an industry. 22 will be better than 21. 23 will be back to normal.
Yeah, absolutely. When you cover biz, you're not going to cover the business of tournament golf, are you?
Not really, but from time to time, we might look at a tournament and analyze the business of it. We're thinking about doing that for the U.S. Open. Where does the U.S. Open derive all its money from? Obviously, television, but how much do they get from selling merchandise and tickets and beer and all of that? And then what are the expenses associated with it other than the purse? So we won't do it on an ongoing basis, but from time to time, we might look into it.
Right. It's interesting. Who's going to be your writer?
The lead editor on the project is John Steinbreeder, who's been with Global Golf Post from the very beginning. He has in his background writing for business publications like Fortune. Some of our team are going to make contributions from time to time, Steve Eubanks, Ron Green, Sean Fairholm. And then we've got a cadre of freelancers, very talented people who bring expertise that we don't have in certain subjects that are going to fill in from time to time. So we've got a really solid group of contributors to this project.
It's wonderful. I love it. I was just reading, since 2010, Global Golf Post's mission has been to advance and perpetuate golf journalism in the digital age. Launching GGP Biz is another mile marker along the journey. Is that when you started? Is that when we first started talking in 2010?
Where'd it go, right? Yeah. 2010 is when we launched, and we're in our 13th year. I used to joke and tell people that we lasted a lot longer than some people thought we would, and we lasted a lot longer than some people hoped that we would. But we're still here, and we've gone from being pirates back in 2010 to very respected and admired people in the golf media landscape.
Yes, absolutely. Can we delve just a little bit into the question of the Saudi money and the Asia Tour and taking our great talent away from Pebble Beach, for instance? What do you
think?
Sure,
have you got a couple hours?
Yeah, I wish. Yeah, we've got 9 minutes.
You know, it's a very, very complex situation. And I liken it. I try and simplify it. And what I've come to is that the answers that the Saudis are trying to bring to golf are a solution for a problem that doesn't exist. There isn't really anything broken about the PGA Tour. I noticed that one guy that popped off this week and said the tour was greedy.
Yes.
Well, that guy's made $100 million on the golf course over the last 3 decades. So I don't think there's anything broken with the PGA Tour, and therefore I just have to wonder, what is the solution? What problem are we solving here?
Yeah, well, yeah. The one problem I see us solving is they put money into the Asia Tour. Now, it was very far in between that I would actually have time to bring up the Asia Tour, unless there was somebody from Hawaii who had met, you know, was then playing on the Asia Tour. And then I could bring that into the... And I always felt just a little bit guilty. But, you know, time is a question. How much time do you... And regardless, the Asia Tour is now getting a spotlight, and we're seeing new names. So... on that level, I can see them benefiting from that. Otherwise, I agree with you. I really don't see why we have to pay these players these incredibly large sums of money for them to go to, you know, I don't know. I don't get it.
I agree with you. What the Saudis are proposing to do with the Asian Tour is probably a very, very good thing for the game throughout Asia. And for the players on that tour. But, you know, one of the things that the American and international players who are on the PGA Tour enjoy is the ability to tee it up when they want, where they want. And if the golf course doesn't suit their eye, they don't have to play that week. Or if their daughter is graduating from high school, they don't have to play that week.
Yeah.
The way the Saudis are structuring their program is you're going to play where we tell you to play, when we tell you to play. I don't think at the end of the day, when the tour boys read through some of the finer print, they're going to like being told where to play, when to play.
No, especially since they all like to do whatever. They're independent contractors.
That's right.
You know, that's the joy of their lives. And they're making a ton of money already. So it's just, I often think to myself, they're talking about all the money that's generated from a tournament coming to the state, well, for charities. And that's great. But the amount of money that's raised, they could just take it, you know, and just give it to the charity. It would be a little slice of what they spend on the purse. That's my point.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, that's correct. So, yeah. Unfortunately, the situation is likely to get ugly. It's likely to become very legal, which is unfortunate after the surge in participation that the game has enjoyed for the last 2 years, the focus, the spotlight being on our game in such a positive way. I'm afraid that what the Saudis really want is to find this somewhere in an American courtroom in front of a judge challenging the status of antitrust regulations.
You're really, really? Is that where the
I'm afraid that's, you know, that's what they wanted more than anything else early on with the Saudi Arabia event. They wanted the tour to deny just one player his ability to play in Saudi Arabia, and they would have had a lawsuit served in Ponte Vedra within minutes of that decision.
What's their get? Why do they want that particular issue adjudicated?
They believe that it's restraint of trade, and they have just enough players, like the guy who said that the tour is greedy, who might take the bait and say, you're restraining my ability to make a living by telling me that I can't play here or I can't play there. What's forgotten in this is that the tour is run for the players by the players. They make the rules. If you don't like the rules, you're free to go play elsewhere. But if you join the tour, you've accepted a body of rules that you've agreed to that were set up by your peers, by the players. So it seems to be somewhat duplicitous to say, I don't like the rules. Well, you made the rules, and you joined the tour, and therefore you should live with the rules.
Yeah, yeah. I just don't know what the Saudis want out of all of this. You know, what is their underlying desire to have something in front of a judge? And that's where we probably have to leave it, unless you can give me something in 30 seconds. What do they want?
Well, golf is just one piece of the pie to them. They're investing in all kinds of sport, football or soccer, as they call it in Europe. Golf's just a piece of the puzzle. It's trying to modernize their society. Some call it sport washing. They'll call it modernization. And they're not afraid of throwing their money around and paying lawyers if necessary.
Gotcha. Okay, so yeah, there's a bigger picture. And it's just starting off in our little corner of the world. Hey, I thank you thank you so much. Thank you very, very much. I'm glad you made it through the show all right. And Jim Nugent is founder, Global Golf Post. We've been talking about GGP Biz, okay? GGP Biz. Tell me, where do they go to get that?
You can go to globalgolfpost.com and sign up for the free Monday edition, as well as the subscription product, GGP Biz.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being on the show. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you. Aloha. Well, I want to thank our sponsors, and we are very honored to have the support of the Aloha Section PGA. The best way to get good at this game of golf is to learn from a teaching professional who has spent considerable time becoming a Class A, Class AA professional, and then a Professional Golfer Association member, full-fledged PGA, full PGA status. That takes study, passing courses, sometimes leading to members taking the PGA Director of Golf program, the PGA Advanced Degree program, because they love the game and they love teaching. Find a PGA near you. All you got to do is get in touch with a golf course close to you, and there is more than likely a PGA on staff. And put this on your calendar. The Aloha Power Equipment's Megastore grand opening is coming really soon. Just waiting for the stock to be really, really big inventory. Aloha Power Equipment's new Megastore is across from Home Depot's Ivile parking structure on Alakava in Ivile. And you'll find all the Aloha Power Equipment, just everything you count on. The riding mowers. Hey, you may not even know they make robotic mowers. The chainsaws, the weed whackers, the generators, and a lot more. Aloha Power Equipment in Waipahu. Yes, Waipahu's store's open, but now the mega store on Alakava across from Home Depot parking structure. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. Well, MD Restoration. If there's a flood, and it can happen in a high rise, it can happen from the bathroom of your little house, there can be a flood, a pipe breaks, a fire disaster. They'll help you there too. You need help from MD Restoration at any time of the day, right away. If disaster strikes your home, your office, call MD Restoration. Licensed contractors, They'll do the cleanup and they'll do the repair. The number is 528-3434. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. You can always listen to the show at radiogolfclub.com. The podcast of the show is there. In fact, the podcast of the show is there for the last, 10, 12 years. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2022.